This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Congratulations, conservative Americans. I know you're going, Kevin, what are you congratulating me for? Congratulate yourselves. Don't worry. Don't wait for me to congratulate you. You should congratulate yourselves because you are winning. Welcome to the Kevin Jackson Show, KJRadio.com. 844-551-8255. You're winning. You are winning big time. You are not, nothing is backing down on any of the things that you've asked President Trump to do. The things that you've been waiting for decades are underway. And they're not moving at glacial speed. They're moving at the speed of life. Glad you guys are here. I can prove that you're winning. I can give you example after example. But here's how you can measure it, okay? It is the amount of animus that's coming towards you. And I want you to think about it from every direction. Look at the late night comedians. These clowns are out there, oh, man, you know, the Donald Trump, hey, looking for laughs. If it weren't for soundtracks, nobody would even be laughing. You've got the media. And I'm not just talking about entertainment. I'm talking about the actual media. As much as they're getting their butts kicked, they're still trying. Why? Because they're invested. They are too invested in this. They've got to make you understand how bad you are. So they're going to double down. Look at you wanting to separate children from their parents. There's all kinds of animus towards you. Restaurants that don't want to serve you. Restaurants that don't want to serve the police. The minute you mention you're Trump, you voted for Trump or you like Trump or whatever. But let me tell you what that's doing. It's driving a wedge in the Democrats. I tweeted the other day. I said, hey, Democrats, don't feel bad. There are many, let me tell you something, folks, that are going to make you feel really good and feel like a winner. There are so many Democrats right now who are pissed off at their party. They won't say anything, but come 2018 and 2020, they're revolting. They can hardly wait. They've seen the level of vitriol, the vile nature of Democrats, and they are saying, I'm done. I watch these cheating, conniving frauds all across the board step over children sleeping in the alley so they can go help the little Mexican children. The Democrats get it. Many of them. And they are leaving. They're not buying this drivel of, oh, they're separating their parents from the kids. They're not buying it at all. They've watched their party be crooked, try to destroy a guy who just wants to do good for the country. And the reason why I can tell you they're feeling this way is because they're feeling the results. These Democrats are feeling the results of Trump's policies, not something that's been thrown down on them. So you will pay a mandate of $800 if you don't have our insurance. Oh, and by the way, you don't get any doctors. You don't get any the same treatment that you had before, blah, blah, blah. You're going to pay a fat copay, a fat deductible. And then if you're able to use your insurance, then maybe you get lucky. It'll cost you $30,000 to use your insurance. I'll put it to you that way. That's what they're sick of. And they're glad that Donald Trump came in and saved their lives. Lowered the price of food. Lowered the price of most of the things that they're doing. I just talked the other day about people getting a 2.6% rebate on their electricity. Barack Obama wanted to drive their electricity costs through the roof. He wanted fossil fuels to cost so much. That's why he shut down the coal industry. Donald Trump reinitiated the coal industry so that the people in West Virginia and other parts of the country, Ohio and Pennsylvania, in the steel industry of Pennsylvania and Ohio, could come back. Not that steel's got anything to do with the electricity, but he revitalized those. But they hate him for it. You're winning. The more hate they show, the more you know you're winning. And the more distance between, you know, in other words, the more hateful they become, the more Democrats they lose. I assure you, the more Democrats they lose. They have animus towards us. They hate us. They want to even use Donald Trump as an example when they can't be successful, like this this doctor. Said he was fired for being anti-Trump. Did you hear about this guy? 32-year-old Eugene Gu. Sent packing by Vanderbilt University Hospital. 2.5 years of a 5-year residency completed. Gu had sharp criticisms of Donald Trump on social media, proudly listed himself as a Twitter troll blocked by Trump, sued and won the legal challenge that asserted that being blocked by President Trump constituted a violation of his First Amendment right to free speech. Here's what they wrote about it. They said, Dr. Gu's repeated assertions that he was disciplined or that his residency program contract was not renewed because of his political or social views were simply untrue. He claimed that because of that, he was being targeted. This is a dude who probably did this because he sucked as a doctor. Public opposition to Donald Trump uses an excuse because you know why? He's incompetent. Guess what, folks? That's what the left is all about, incompetence and making excuses. This restaurant, the Red Hen, that wouldn't let Sarah Palin in, we'll talk more about that. We've talked about it earlier, but I want to cover it some more, give you a little bit more background. But these are people that are incompetent. They're so used to people telling them how to be. They're nothing but followers. If you are a Democrat and you are watching President Trump do what he does and you don't want to jump on the Trump chain, let me tell you something. You are an incompetent. You don't know how to recognize success. You're an ideologue that somebody's leading around. Why don't they just put a leash around your neck and lead you around? Because that's what you are. You're being led around and, you know, okay, by the neck. I'll say it again. Dr. Gu. He's not doctor because he's not going to make it. When you get kicked out of a residency program, that's it. You're toast. It's essentially the world telling you you've wasted 7 or 8 years in medicine because you ain't going to make it. Don't go anywhere near this dude. And see, that's the thing about leftism. That's the warning of leftism. Once you determine that you are dealing with a leftist, cut bait. Just cut bait. Don't go there. Don't go to fish because you're dealing with the incompetence. I'm just telling you. Don't eat at their restaurants. Don't use their businesses. There are many of them.
If you're Donald Trump, we don't want you around.
Okay, fine. No problem. I'll just go over here to the Trump-loving, conservative-loving, American-loving businesses. But I'm not going to do business with you. Watch what happens. I dare you. I dare you lefties that are out there hiding. I dare you to tell us you hate Donald Trump and you don't want our business. I dare you to do it. We'll shut you down. Anyway, we got a lot to talk about today, folks. I want to go back to this Lexington, Virginia restaurant tour and talk about Sarah Sanders, but we got a lot more to keep it in.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Do you owe back taxes to the IRS or state? The secret to avoiding the IRS nightmare is to seek professional representation. My friends at Security Tax Associates provide the most cost-effective and ethical representation in the industry while helping to avoid seizures, levies, and wage garnishments. Security Tax Associates is here to ensure that the appropriate steps are taken to permanently eliminate any possibility of future tax burdens once and for all. For a free, no-obligation consultation, contact Security Tax Associates, 844-779-4177. That's 844-779-4177. 844-779-4177. Or visit them at securitytaxassociates.com.
Beth Cook Moranville, author of Closer Than Your Breath, a book of hope.
Hope, that wonderful, wonderful four-letter word that you may feel completely out of. I wrote this book to give you great hope. It's not too late. If fetal position is an all too familiar place for you, I understand. If the next 60 seconds are too long, this book is for you. Wherever you are right now, whether you're dealing with divorce or death or sickness, take hope. You are going to make it through this pain. Don't roll your eyes. I've walked this road and I know it. the best is yet to come.
Closer Than Your Breath, a book of hope from author and speaker Beth Cook Moranville, can be found on Amazon.com or Kindle.com. For more information, visit CloserThanYourBreath.com or on Facebook at Closer Than Your Breath.
You have been lied to. Generation after generation, time after time after time.
If you follow the money, then you understand why America's in the condition it's in.
Now, you created the Federal Reserve in 1913 through lies. You create 9/11. Through 9/11, you're fighting a war on terror. And now all of a sudden you go into Iraq, which was another lie.
This book will open people's eyes. Order now at KillingUncleSamBook.com. KillingUncleSamBook.com.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck, or back, or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Our homegrown small business tries to help people just like us. That's why we design and test our handmade products with great care before we introduce them to the public. You can easily find Sunny Bay heating pads on Amazon. Just go to Amazon.com and search for Sunny Bay heating pads.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a four-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Immigration? It's the Democrats' fault. We won't get one vote. I'm telling you, if we gave them every single thing they want, they will say, we don't want it. It's pure obstruction. Remember their word, resist. Resist is their word. Do you remember what our word is? Huh? Right? Lots of different words, but ours is like, approve, get it done.
But resist, we must.
And this idea of resistance, even Hillary Clinton calling now for resistance of the party, if that's the message, does that mean, is that a signal to the Senate and House Democrats, you can't work with President Trump no matter what he proposes?
Well, he hasn't proposed anything but chaos and carnage. I mean,
but he's talking about $1 trillion infrastructure proposal, something that Bernie Sanders has been talking about for a decade.
We've seen no evidence, Chuck, of anything constructive from this president. Hours into his presidency, he made it harder for first-time homebuyers to buy a home. A few days later, he tried to make it harder for people to save for retirement. He nominates someone to head the Labor Department who wants to gut overtime pay. You know, he is continually talking one way, but I judge people by their actions. Look at the ill-advised and, frankly, racist executive action against Muslims. He has governed from the far right in everything he's done.
I'm not denying that Republicans tried to stop Barack Obama's agenda, and sometimes it was justified and others it wasn't. But I'm asking you a very specific question, and I'm asking you, do you agree with Donald Trump's plan to re-import drugs at a lower price from Canada? American drugs have been sold in Canada at a lower price, bringing them back. The pharmaceutical companies are against it. Obama did not push for it. Trump is now pushing for it. What's your response to that? Are you for that or against it? Simple question.
I haven't seen the exact plan you're talking about, so I'm not going to play this gotcha game. I'm not going to sit here and cheerlead somebody who is refusing to even celebrate Martin Luther King Day and understand that.
Why do you always bring it back to race? I'm asking you about economics.
That's where this segment started, Tucker. You're the one who picked the topic. I didn't.
I'm asking you about health care. I'm asking you about lowering drug prices. And Trump, look, I'm not endorsing everything Trump does. I'm just saying here he's doing something that overlaps with what Democrats have wanted to do for a long time, decades. And he's saying, yeah, let's do it. And I'm asking you, are you for it or not? Are you so partisan that you can't just say, yeah, you know, I don't like Trump, but that's a good idea?
You can't. I am the last person that is going to cheerlead some small little one-off from Donald Trump, because I am looking at the bigger picture of what this man is about to do to this country and responding to the waves of people who are terrified, who are fearful, the women who are marching the day of the inauguration, and the men who are joining them, because they understand
this is not very impressive.
We have to resist.
But resist we must.
First of all of us, I agree with what was said, all of us hold in high esteem these families who have a lost loved one. But what does that have to do with separation of other families? He's mixing an issue that has nothing to do with the other. And for him to shamelessly do that because of what he did, I think is to add and manipulate their pain. Secondly, when you have someone saying that they're not our children, but he very carefully says they're not from Idaho or Texas. He's really sending this whole racial signal that I've been saying from the beginning, which is why I went yesterday to McAllen, Texas, with an ecumenical group. Because we're not saying that about Canadian children, or we're not saying about people that come here illegally from other countries. We're saying that about children from South America, Central America, Mexico, and the Caribbean. Because he's not saying that about everybody. He's saying that about distinct people who are stopped at that border. Are we standing at the Canadian border saying, if we find any of y'all coming in another way, we're separating you from your children? No, because they wouldn't tolerate that. And most of Donald Trump's base wouldn't tolerate seeing white children treated like that.
There you have it, everybody. A montage of resist.
Resist we much of this we must.
Welcome back, Kevin Jackson. Here's the Kevin Jackson Show. Alana Mastrangelo said, the only children being separated from their parents by the Trump administration are millennials who are finally moving out of the house because they got jobs. I agree with her. What? Oh, man, what a farce. What a farce. What gall for the left to be talking about this issue, you know, as if, you know,
Donald Trump, this is a Donald Trump issue.
Yeah, we haven't had people hitting our borders and being in detention centers at any point in our existence until Donald Trump became president, of course.
I don't want to go sounding like Bill Cosby getting some jello pudding for everybody, but I'm just saying.
What are you talking about? This is his problem. And what's funny, that you notice how the left, though,
well, he's saying that was Bill Clinton that did it. He's saying it so-and-so.
What Donald Trump is saying is, look, guys, don't try to act like this is something you didn't know about. Don't try to act like this is something that never happened before. This is a dude that's fixing problems, not creating them. Don't try to pretend that he's the reason this is now suddenly in vogue. Well, that's probably not the right word, but you know what I mean. This didn't just come up. Wow, man, it's interesting to watch the dynamics of the left, and they want something to stick. And let me tell you, I'm going to tell you right now, I told you a minute ago, you're winning. You're winning. Everything they're trying is backfiring. There's a reason why it's backfiring. It's backfiring because you are too smart. They pushed you to the limit. They forced you to train. They forced you to wake up and understand that the media is not your friend. Politicians are not your friend. And, you know, just you have to understand that there is a system that is against you. They always talk about this. Kevin, there's this institutionalized racism. There's an institutionalized bias against conservatism in a government that was built on conservatism. The institutional bias against the church. The institutional bias against those who would dare follow the rules. I talked the other day about, can you imagine living life under the rules of leftism? The Machiavellian way you would have to live. I mean, you would be cutting off grandma's oxygen so you could bake your pie. That would be the way you live. And people would go, if you wanted to cook and you needed electricity, okay, and grandma's oxygen was you, it would be, well, you know what to do. Cut off grandma's oxygen. Yeah. Pull the plug. And leftists would gladly do it. I want you to imagine the world that they live in for just a second and tell yourself, yeah, I'm going to let everybody over and pretend that that's good for the economy. I'm going to let everybody in. Get on welfare. Vote. Do what you want to do. What would America become if you allowed that to happen? It would become whatever. It would become Mexico. Then I'll tell you, go to Mexico and tell me what part of that culture and that country you want for the United States. You want drug dealing, MS-13? It won't last long. That's the one good thing, because liberalism would crush America, and so we wouldn't be able to buy drugs. More to come, folks. Keep it here.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey Guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size for incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency. Get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
With uncertain times in the United States, it's only prudent to consider storing precious metals in a safe place outside our borders. At Miles Franklin, we have done just that for you. Partnered with the most respected storage company in the industry, Miles Franklin is proud to offer the only fully insured private safe deposit box program in North America, held in Vancouver and Toronto. Send us your previously purchased precious metals or have one of our brokers help you purchase something new. Questions? Please call one of our experienced brokers at 866-485-4346. Solid foundational storage, partnered with the most respected name in security. Maintaining an A+ Better Business Bureau rating and residing in Minnesota, the only state in America that regulates the precious metals industry, making doing business in precious metals with Miles Franklin the safest choice. Call us at 866-485-4346. Again, that's 866-485-4346. Miles Franklin Limited, a name you can trust.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News.
Today, the Supreme Court ruled that President Trump's travel ban is both legal and constitutional.
The 5-4 decision recognizes that President Trump has broad powers to block foreigners from entering the United States. Former Utah Congressman Jason Chaffetz on what this means.
I think it'll give the president more authority to go after certain countries where we can't vet people. Remember, we got people coming from all over the world, and they need to be able to be there on the ground and vet these people before they come in. Some of them are going to take 60 or 90 days, which the president was asking for. But somehow the Democrats were fighting against that and filing suits, and you had some rogue judges going the wrong direction. But this will help clarify it.
That audio courtesy of Fox Business. And finally, voters in five states will head to the polls today, including Oklahomans, who will be voting on whether to legalize medical marijuana. This is USA Radio News.
When working at a growing business, you wear many hats. The new business hat, the buying toner for the copy machine hat, the sifting through tons of resumes hat. You can throw away that last hat thanks to Indeed.com. When posting your job, Indeed lets you add screener questions that give you a less time-consuming route to your short list of qualified candidates. So go ahead, dust off that extra long lunch hat. Hiring's better when you've got your short list. Save time on hiring when you post a job on Indeed. Get started today at Indeed.com/hire. When posting on most job sites, you get candidates.
I'm the sales director.
I'm the sales director you're looking for.
But when you post on Indeed.com, you get the candidates just right for you.
I'm a sales director with an MBA, over 10 years experience, who's also fluent in Japanese.
With Indeed, you can add screener questions for a less time-consuming route to your short list of qualified candidates.
Arigato.
Hiring's better when you've got your short list. Save time on hiring when you post a job on Indeed. Get started today at Indeed.com/hire.
President Trump is going to win the first annual King Solomon Cleave the Baby in Half Award. If he pulls this off correctly, he's going to be, his base is going to be proud of him and pleased with him. The people that are clamoring for the children, save the children, and are really worried about the children and not the political aspects of it, they're going to be pleased too. The people that are just in it for the political part of it are going to be very, very mad at him. But what's new about that? They're going to be mad whatever he does. And I could just see him getting the first annual Solomon Cleave the Baby in Half Award. Now, I suppose you know what that's all about. But anyway, I'm very proud of this president. I was reluctant when I voted for him the first time. I'm not going to be reluctant again. But I think he's got the wisdom of Ronald Reagan. Maybe he's channeling him or something like that.
Welcome back, everybody. I got to tell you, I like that call. The guy gets it. If you know the story about the Solomon, there were two women fighting over a baby, and King Solomon, who was the wisest man in the world, said this. He says, I tell you what, we'll rip the baby apart and give each of you half. And one lady says, no. And King Solomon says, give her the baby, because he knew that the real mother would say, no way will you cut this baby. Will I allow you to kill my child to cut him in half? And he solved the problem. And look. Again, I tell people all the time, the wisdom of the world lies in the books of the Bible. And here again, here's Donald Trump just using the wisdom, saying, fine, I'm going to keep them with their parents, but you're also going to have to build me a wall. You're going to have to look at my immigration policy. And at the end of the day, I'm going to tell you, we'll get our wall. We're going to get our immigration policy, because Donald Trump understands it. There's only one thing that matters to him, and it's the win. But here's where I want to get into something a little bit deeper. I want to help you understand life. And I'm going to use me as an example. And on the backdrop of Candace Owens. Candace Owens is 28 years old. She made a YouTube video. Charlie Kirk discovered her. He thrust her into the spotlight, and she's the biggest thing on the planet right now in terms of black conservatism. I actually heard somebody tweeted out a young black dude. His name is Mark. I know him. And he says, yeah, we need more Candace Owens. He says, Candace Owens has done more for black conservatives or Republicans. And he named Candace, I forget who else, and he says, and me, meaning him, an unknown kid. And I thought to myself, leave it to millennials to completely forget the past of others. So I tweeted, well, you know, Thomas Sowell, Walter Williams, Star Parker, Alan West, Mason Weaver, and I named a few others. I said, they may have had, Clarence Thomas, I said, they may have had a little bit to do with it. So here's what I want to go to. You know, the idea, this is a journey, folks. This isn't a destination. These kids believe they've arrived at a destination. There are people who believe that everything we're trying to achieve in the conservative movement is about the destination. And I'm going to tell you a little secret. It's about the journey. See, I can tell you when I started this almost 10 years ago, we'll come into our 10th year in October. And I said to myself, you know what? I'm sick of watching what's happen in the world, and I want to change it. I want to be a person who does something significant in this movement. But I didn't say, I'm going to charge in, I'm going to own it, I'm going to revolutionize and all that. I just said, I want to be a part of what's already there. What this movement is, what we call conservative, Republican, whatever you want to call it, it is built on the backs of many people who came before us. And I'm talking about slaves. I'm talking about the number of people who were beaten, Republicans beaten over the idea that they wanted to humanize black folks. That's what this movement is about. And it's not about black people, even though I'm going to use blacks as an example. This is not about black people. This is about oppression of any sort, the inhumanity of any sort. And what you're watching right now is inhumanity against conservatives. And supposedly, we've got the Candace Owens, who's the Pied Piper of this new thing. She's not the Pied Piper of anything. And it's dangerous for people to make her that. This is a young lady who less than a year and a half ago was writing anti-Trump messaging. And if you know a little bit about her history, she went to some sort of an event where it was supposed to be, you know, her people, the leftists, and these right people, but it, you know, they call it a video gaming convention. It was really something like that. And as it turns out, the left of her faction ended up not liking her, and the right of her faction ended up liking her. And so she made the transition, and I don't question her transition, and I don't wish her any bad luck or anything like that. I hope she's very successful. But let me tell you something. She hasn't had a journey yet. I will talk to you about my journey. I have never been a Democrat. But my journey is a real interesting one. Because raised by my grandparents and understanding slavery and picking cotton and all that, having access to my great-grandfather who was a sharecropper and his father before him who was a slave, and my great-grandfather telling me these stories about his life and on, I can give you real-life context around that stuff. My grandmother telling me that your grandfather used to pick 100 pounds of cotton and get paid this much per day. I picked this much, and I got paid this much. And working in that hot heat and being cheated out of your money and people not wanting to pay you and on and on and on. I can tell you firsthand. And then, as a product of the 60s, I can tell you real life what happened when my mother died, my father went to prison, and being raised that way and understanding the rich and the poor of life and the black and the white of life and how those things were in conflict with what was happening during my time frame. I have a journey. I have a dream. Then one day, free at last. And I find it interesting that even in my coming of age, going to college, getting my degrees and understanding the world as I understood it, and having many, many more years of experience in life than Candace Owen and many of her millennial peers, but having all that, I still have more of a journey. Because in the 10 years when I wanted to throw my shoe at the TV when I thought Barack Obama would become president of the United States, and there was nothing I could do about it, and that whole thing of following the Republicans and trying to get things done and making my own way and having Republicans fight me the same way Donald Trump is. And all of the caving, the paving of the way, I should say, that people like myself and Star Parker and Alan West and many others, Larry Elder, have done to make it to where Candace Owens can come out and say what she says. And for the record, she says nothing new. Listen to her. It's, you know, these are statistics on black, this, that, and the other. Look, our game has been upped well beyond that. Now, that being said, she's a millennial, pretty black chick saying interesting things, going out, hanging out with Kanye. Good for her. But let me tell you, that ain't a journey. What you've been on for decades is a journey. And there's not going to be some young ingenue like Candace Owens or anybody else, not even Kevin Jackson, who will save you. What we can only hope to do is wake you and many, many other people up. Now, there's a saying right now that the kids are using, get woke. How many people has Candace woke? And I'm only using her as an example. I'm not picking on her. I'm using her as an example. How many people has she woke? Don't know, don't care. How many people have I woke? A lot of them, but I don't know and I don't care. All I can tell you is we all need to be waking people up. And it is the journey. If you're complaining about achieving justice and the corruption of a government, I have three words for you. Enjoy the journey. That what's been developing over the last 50 years is not going to be solved in a year or 2 years. Carl calls, you know, sends me a note, Kevin, I don't believe that this is going to happen. Nobody's going to prison and all this. And I'm going, let me ask you this, folks. You've been on this journey for decades. How many people have gone to prison during the Obama administration that needed to go? Okay. How many of them were on the ropes? Shinseki, who had nothing to do with the VA. Lois Lerner, she quit and she went off into obscurity. How many people had anything go, you know, where the journey, you know, where we can look at this and say, "Ooh, man, we have made some progress in the Obama time of Obama." Nobody went to jail during the time of Clinton. All the scandals and all the deaths and the different things that you look at and go, "Wait a minute, that's a little sketchy." How many people went to prison? Nobody. How many people do you find on the ropes today? Do you think Candace Owens put them on the ropes? Again, using her only as an example. The answer is no. We've come to a point where we have done a collective good. And look, I'm going to tell you something right now. I don't give a crap who gets credit for it. My team, many people are like, man, you know, and I'm just going to be honest with you. They're like, Kevin, what's up with this Candace and all these different ingenues that come along? And man, we've been doing this a long time. And I go, what? Let me ask you guys something. Do you think I really worry about what people think about Candace or Charlie or whatever? I'm proud of them. Go do your thing. I got more to talk about on this in a bit.
Kevin Jackson
on the Black Sphere Radio Network.
Do you owe back taxes to the IRS or state? The secret to avoiding the IRS nightmare is to seek professional representation. My friends at Security Tax Associates provide the most cost-effective and ethical representation in the industry while helping to avoid seizures, levies, and wage garnishments. Security Tax Associates is here to ensure that the appropriate steps are taken to permanently eliminate any possibility of future tax burdens once and for all. For a free, no-obligation consultation, contact Security Tax Associates, 844-779-4177. That's 844-779-4177. 844-779-4177. Or visit them at securitytaxassociates.com.
How well and how fast does Heart and Body Extract work to improve blood circulation? Listen.
My name is Ellis, and I am 66 years old, and I live in Jacksonville, Florida. 2 years ago, I was diagnosed as having clogged arteries. I had 70% blockage in one artery leading to my heart. They wanted me to go on Plavix, but I refused, knowing the negative side effects.
Heart and Body Extract is a unique balance, synergy, and proportion of herbs reaching from head to toe at maximum absorption around 95% at the cellular level.
Within the first month, I felt a dramatic difference. The heaviness in my legs was reduced, and within 2 months, I felt completely normal.
Your natural organic herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract. Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract. Call 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Get the ultimate knife at an ultimate price. The Fox Karambit Knife. Finally available in the U.S. The Fox Karambit Knife opens with one hand, faster than you can pull a handgun. For utility, for defense, and for way less than other knives of this caliber. Go to TheUltimateKnife.com. Truly the best knife you will ever own. And only available at TheUltimateKnife.com. Use promo code radio at checkout for free shipping. Get the ultimate knife at the ultimate price at TheUltimateKnife.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Putting an end to identity politics.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Candace Owens tweeted, she said in an interview, anybody who is a detractor from her work is a closet socialist. Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson here to Kevin Jackson Show. If you detract from her work, You're a closet socialist. How could you possibly not agree with her? She makes great points, but, you know, because she's made her transition last year to become a conservative, and so she makes good points. She's finally seen that she was on the dark side of this issue, and she's now come over. And as I said, for Candace, if you don't follow her, you are a closet socialist. If you don't believe in her methodology, what she's doing. Because she's going to lead black people to the promised land. She is going to be the new Sojourner Truth. And I'm only using her as an example about the journey. Because Candace has been on this journey for a year. See, as a millennial, that's a long time, man. I've already been at this a year. Why haven't I got my own, you know, thing set up? Why aren't millions of people following me? Why aren't, you know, why is not everybody a disciple of Candace Owens? I read in this article, it wasn't a really a hit piece. It was just sort of an exploration of her. And it says she's not talking to her immediate family. I don't know whether that's because they're all Democrats and they no longer like her. There's a lot of things. There were some dynamics going on there, and I suggest you look at the article or find out more about her. But I'm only talking about this in the context of the journey. Because everybody wants to get to the destination in what we're talking about. With the conservative movement, everybody, Donald Trump, why hasn't that wall been built? You know, why hasn't everyone just come over and started liking Donald Trump? Why are all these naysayers? Why hasn't Hollywood changed? Why hasn't the media changed? Why hasn't capitalism changed? Why hasn't the church changed? Why hasn't the Pope changed? We have brought this revolution to them, and it's been a whole year and a half. And that's the same thing Candace Owens is saying. She's going to usher it in. And you know what? All the people out there that are naysayers, that are looking at the destination. Man, people need to be in prison for what's going on in here. Yeah, probably so. There certainly probably should be some people in prison. But let me ask you, how close are we to it? Do you think Strzok, who's going to be testifying before Congress, is going to get away with it? Do you think Comey is? Do you think McCabe is? Do you think Mueller ultimately will? And all these other people involved. Lisa Page, what's the guy's name? John Carlin, James Clapper, all of them. Do you think they're all going to get away with it, or do you think we're going to get a few skins on the wall? And when should it happen? When should it happen? Should it happen this year, next year, in the next 3 days, 3 months, whatever? Look, folks, you're on a journey, and you can't even enjoy it. On November the 8th of 2016, you began a journey. You started kicking butt. It was something you hadn't experienced in ages. And you didn't even give yourself time to enjoy it. I told you I'm going to take the entire year of 2017 and tell you Happy New Year. And I did it again this year. Happy freaking New Year. I'm going to enjoy this journey. See, it's true of everything in life. You want to go on a vacation? You know what you're thinking about? I got 4 days. I need to hurry up and get there so I can hurry up, you know, and get back, because I'm going to have all this stuff waiting on me, and you don't even take a moment to enjoy the journey. And you know what these leftists are doing? They're making sure you don't. And they're throwing you little wrinkles in there. Oh, go put all your eggs in the Candace Owens basket. I can't tell you how many people. Kevin, can you help us get Candace to our event? Or do you know her? Yeah, I know her. I know. Call her up. Send her a tweet. She's big on Twitter. She's bouncing all around the country. I'm sure you can get her. But let me tell you, you're not going to hear something outrageously different than anything that's been said by Thomas Sowell or Larry Elder or Walter Williams or Star Parker or many of the other people who have been at this for a long time. Clarence Thomas, man, I was blessed to spend my birthday 3 years ago with Clarence Thomas, 2 hours in his office. It just happened I was in D.C. and it was my birthday. It wasn't a present or anything. And I marveled at the history of this man. And I relished in the journey of him getting to the Supreme Court. Isn't this true of everything in life? When you're getting your degree, or you going to college and you're going, well, after I get my degree, who is it at? You got to do the work, man. You got to do the coursework. You got to get through college. Here's what's really funny about getting to the destination early. If you knew what it was going to take for you to get there, would you do it? If you had said to, oh, geez, Joseph, hey, Joseph, in order for you to become the number two man in Egypt, you're going to have to spend a lot of time in prison and at the risk of death. Do you think Joseph would have been tricked by his brothers and gone to town and been picked up and put into prison if he knew he was going to go to prison? You know, probably not. He ends up being the right-hand man to Pharaoh and saves Egypt. Then that was a good outcome. But let me tell you, there are parts along that story that he would have been like, I heard, what's his name? Osteen. Joel Osteen. He said, think of driving at night and you've got your lights on the road. And that's what you can see. You can see the road in front of you. You can't see 10 miles down the road. You can see the road in front of you. And God says, if I let you see too much, you might not want to travel down that road. So I'm gonna slow you down. I'm going to only let you see this much. Because let's say you got down the road, there was a big wreck. And you say, I can avoid that wreck. But you avoid that wreck only to find out that, you know, you run off the road and kill yourself if you've done it. So God says, I'm not going to let you see this wreck. Because you might want to take this other direction, and that's going to end up killing you. So I'm not going to let you do it. Look, it's a journey, folks. If you knew the outcome, would you do it? What if I said, if you knew that to give up your wealth, that in order to give up your wealth today, but it would secure the wealth of your family for generations, would you do it? And if I said that and you're a wealthy person where you are, but you're going to leave where you live right now, you're going to go to an entirely new place, and I'm going to give you wealth. In that new place, I'm going to give you the same life, an abundant life, and I'm also going to guarantee if you make this move, I'm going to guarantee you that your family is going to be, you're going to have thousands and thousands of millions of descendants, and they're all going to do really, really well. Or most of them are. Would you do it? You go, yeah. So, in other words, if I said to Joseph, hey, Joseph, if you go to town and be faithful to me, you're going to end up being the number two man in Egypt. You go, well, yeah, I kind of like that scenario. Oh, but there is a wrinkle. You're going to have to spend some time in prison. And in the case of this other scenario, you know, which I'm talking about Abram, or who became Abraham. So your descendants are going to have to be slaves for 400 years. But hey, I'm going to give you wealth. You're going to leave this town. I'm going to give you wealth again, and I'm going to give you kids, and you're going to have a descendant that becomes, you know, the nation of the Jews, you know. See, God can't give you all the answers. And what I'm telling you is, everybody I talk to right now is going, I want my answers. I want to know people are going to prison. I want to know the politics are going to change. I want to know this or that. Let me tell you something. Every move you make, every little thing that you do dictates what's going to happen for us going forward. Are you willing to go vote when it's time this coming year? I predict you are. But what else are you willing to do? Are you willing to get in the game? Are you willing to donate to support the individuals who are helping to lead this thing the right way? Are you willing to go in that journey? Are you willing to reward those who've been in this journey for some time? And I'm not talking about in a year, just the political side. I'm talking 10 years political and decades leading up to it of solid service. Are you willing to do that? We've watched for decades the corruption play out in America, and now we want instant justice. Let me tell you something. Bask in what's happening right now. Bask in the notion that these Democrats have to watch minute by minute, drip by drip, as we uncover all the things about them, the crooked nature of them. And don't put your faith in any one person or one thing. Don't even put it all in me. I'm not asking for that. Support the people you believe are doing the right thing. But be discerning about who you support. Be discerning about what you require from them. Because I'm going to tell you something. I know a lot of people who are flash in the pans. I know a lot of people who don't understand the real commitment of what it takes to be a conservative. I call them hip-hop conservatives. Oh, Kevin, I'm a fiscal conservative, but I'm a social liberal. Because I still believe government should be involved, this, that, and the other. And again, using Candace as the backdrop, I haven't heard her say anything like that. She appears to have drank the Kool-Aid, and she's ready to move forward. Good for her. But I tell you what, I don't put my eggs in the Candace Owens basket, not because I don't believe that she's a nice young lady, but she hasn't earned my eggs. It's just the way I feel. Anyway, we'll be back.
He won't stop until he's the top-rated radio talk show host in America.
What kind of weird competitive freak are you?
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.